0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the Gospel in plain English.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joy Dara, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
The Book of Romans, Chapter 8, verse 31. Thanks to all of our deacons and deaconesses and ministry leaders, we are grateful for the work that you're doing. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. The Bible says, "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, tell me, who can be against us?" While you are still standing, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word. Glorify yourself in this house. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the giving. Thank you, O God, for the singing. Lord, I pray that you will bless this world. Feed our spirit man. Help us to grow and mature in Christ. Anoint me, O God, for this purpose you have called. Use me as a channel of blessing. And let our prayers be heard, be honored today in thy sight. We shall be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. You may be seated. I'm going to be talking with you this morning on the subject titled, "I Am Covered." I am covered. That's what the choir was singing about. That in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. In case you miss it, the choir is saying, you and me, we are saved in his arms. Why am I talking about being covered? Every now and then I take you behind the scene to give you a picture of what's going on. And let me just tell you how we came about this topic, me and the Holy Ghost. I was minding my own business in our youth department, in our media department. They called me. And they reminded me that the children are now going back to school. So, and they asked me, they request, if I will pray and bless all of our children. I said, that sounds like a good idea. Approved. Well, keep in mind, I get a lot of calls every day. My phone, my text message, emails. I mean, by the hundreds. Not just members, the community. So it's a busy life. And many times I have to say no. But this time I told them, yes, it's a good idea. And then they asked me another question. Pastor, we would like to advertise this idea of blessing our children. Again, I told them, it's okay. Then they came again. Now I'm really getting a little... You know your pastor. Yeah. This time they said, we have some suggestions of how we're going to advertise this event. I said, okay, come up with it. So they told me five suggestions. And then they asked me to pick one. They said, since you are our pastor, you pick one, and then we'll put it all on social media, radio, whatever else they want to do. So I said, I'm listening. They sent me text messages, you know. The first suggestion they said is that this event, this occasion should be titled The Blessing. The second suggestion they said they want the title, School Year Strong. I'm still listening to them. The third suggestion, they said, Back to School Blessing. And the fourth suggestion, they said, Prayed Over and Protected. And then the fifth suggestion, they said, Covered for Class. So they said, Pastor, which one do you want us to use? Well, I got smart with them. I said, since you all are so smart that you tell me, then you all pick one. So I kicked the ball back to them. And guess what they responded? And they picked the item number five. Covered for Class. Now you know where the topic comes from. Every now and then I don't always tell you, but you need to know how ministry works. There's a lot that goes on behind the scene. Even though you will see me walking casually, don't be fooled. Somebody's been working all week. So I thank them for the topic. So today, we're going to pray for God to cover our children as they go back to school. All minds clear? But before I pray for God to cover them during the school year, I want to teach and prepare your heart so that when we pray, it will make sense to you. It will make meaning to you. I want to teach on that subject. What does it mean to be covered by God? The Bible teaches us that God covers his children. You need to know that. The Bible specifically says that God will cover you with his wings. The Bible talks about divine covering, that God will cover his children by his blood. The blood of Jesus is a covering for your life. Don't go through life without the divine covering of Almighty God. Never send your children anywhere without covering them. Even little chickens, hens, they had enough sense to cover their children. In all your getting, get understanding. My brother, my sisters, the question must be asked, why? Why do we have to cover our children as they go back to school? You know, this is a world church. Let me be honest with you. The reason why we are covering them with divine protection is because there are risks involved in our school system all over America. There are challenges. Don't be fooled by the fancy buildings. Don't be fooled by all the school buses and everything looks busy. But behind the scene, there are challenges, there are risks involved. And this is why we need God to cover our children. In fact, let me go further to say, even you, as good looking as you are, as pretty as you look, except the Lord protects the city, in vain the watchman is watching. Am I still in the book? Why do we need to cover our children as they go back to school? Let me give you some example of what's going on. There's the risk of safety. Are you listening to me? Sometimes there are school shootings. Sometimes there is gun violence in the school system. Sometimes you will hear about active shooter. Sometimes you will hear that your children, there's a reason why we give them lockdown drills. It's not just for casual exercise, because the world knows we are living in a broken world. Are you still here? In case you don't know, there are bullying in the school. Physical bullying, verbal bullying, digital bullying. That's why we need to cover our children. I just don't want to show up and say, let's pray. I want you to understand what we are praying about. What is at stake? We live in a world today that our school system is infected by drug use. Drug exposure. Young people now have access. While you're home watching your best TV program, you'll be amazed how many young people are exposed to vaping. Am I telling the truth this morning? You'll be amazed how many children are exposed to marijuana, opioids, not on the street, in the school. Why do we have to cover them with the blood of Jesus? Why do we have to cover these children with God's wings? Because you and I cannot be there all the time. We live in a world today that we are dealing with sexual harassment in school. Am I right about it? And that's not to mention problems with our infrastructures. Sometimes the building is not safe. Are you all still here this morning? Sometimes you house young people in a house with poor ventilation. Real issues of life. So when we say we're going to take time to pray for divine covering, we're not just wasting your time. You'll be amazed how much mental health issues in our school system. Young people dealing with anxiety. Young people dealing with depression. Young people dealing with stress. I used to be employed by the state as a lawyer representing people who are mentally ill. And I am amazed how many young people will come to the hospital for treatment for depression. I'm scratching my head. Where have you been? What do you know? You're only 5 years old. How can a little kid be depressed? There are issues of mental health. You'd be amazed how many youngsters are dealing with stress. You will be shocked how many people have to deal with the issue of suicidal ideation. This is why we have to cover them. This is why we need God to be their covering. In our school system, we have to deal with what we call learning gap. You'd be amazed how many of our youngsters are dealing with academic pressure. I know what I'm talking about. You'll be amazed the challenge of having to deal with testing stress. People like me coming from a foreign country, English is my second language. It is stressful to prepare for tests. My brothers, my sisters, that's not even to mention digital risk out there. Cyberbullying. Bullying is not always just physical. Sometimes through the computers, you'll be amazed how many youngsters are dealing with screen addiction. They're glued to the screen all day. They can't even function without the screen. And that's not to mention inappropriate contents on that screen. This is why we need our children to be covered. Notice I'm pointing this out. I've not even talked about racism. Racial bias. Stereotyping. Innocent children that don't even know nothing. Sometimes they are judged by the color of their skin. Hey, don't turn me off. You know God sent me here. We have to believe God to cover these children while they're in school. On top of all of that, there are many of these young people that are dealing with economic and social problems. Poverty. Not everybody have cars to take their kids to school. Not everybody have money to give to their children for lunch. Social inequalities. That's not to ignore family dysfunction. People come from different families. And then we put all these kids together and expect everybody to act right. And that's not to mention even the people who are teaching our children themselves. As much as I appreciate all of you all, some of them have their own problems. Some of these staff, mama, they are underqualified. Some of this school has shortages. You have kids that show up, we don't have teachers. You know, I'm a teacher myself. I know what is going on behind. So when I say it's time to pray for divine covering, I want you to know how crucial that is. On top of all of that, many of these kids have no parental support. They were arranged for a meeting. Mama won't show up. Daddy won't show up. No uncle, no aunt. You're right, Pastor. Nobody. This is why divine covering is very important. I know what it is to operate under divine covering. Pastor, when I came here, I had no one but God. One day I called my son in the Lord. I said, I want you all to sing, I have no other God but you. That's the situation some of these children will find themselves. Nobody but God. But I have some good news. Somebody shout good news. Good news. The good news is that God specializes in covering his children. I am a living witness. He covered me. My wife was not always here. She came when things are better. My children were not always here. It takes God to cover you. That is why Psalms 127 say, unless the Lord build your house, everybody else labors in vain. Unless the Lord protect our city, a million police cannot. Hey, don't turn me up. Somebody needs to tell the truth. It takes God to protect our children. It takes God to protect you. Are you listening to me? And the Bible says, God has a habit of covering his children with his blood. God has a habit of covering his children with his wings. So divine covering is symbolic of his grace. Divine covering is symbolic of his protection. It is God's way of saying, I got your back. That's what we want to do with these children. So that when they went back to school, as they begin a new semester, a new school year, they know in their knowing, storm may rise and wind may blow, but God's got their back. Amen, somebody. Amen. I'm going to give you some examples of how God covered people. And then I'm going to ask you to rise. And we're going to pray. So everybody understand our assignment for today. How does God cover people? When you get a chance, read the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 21. You all know the story. Adam and Eve, they messed up in the garden. Am I telling the truth about it? And then the Bible says they found themselves naked, exposed. Some of you, if you can tell the truth this morning, both in the natural, emotionally, spiritually, you know in your knowing, you are uncovered. But the good news is that God can cover you. Hallelujah. I feel like shouting already. I know what it is to mess up. I know what it is to be naked. I know what it is to be exposed. But I also know what it is for God to cover you. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are too busy trying to cover our own self. He's the pastor telling the truth today. Notice what Adam and Eve did. They tried to cover themselves. And they are so slow, they covered themselves with fig leaves. Oh, I wish I have time. How are you going to cover yourself with something dead? With no life? And ladies and gentlemen, and I was not going to preach today, but there's that temptation because some of us, the problem we're having right now, we are busy covering ourselves with all kinds of mess. Some of us, we cover ourselves with alcohol. And nobody shouting now. You'll be amazed how many people in the house of God covering themselves with drugs, covering themselves with sex, covering them, even young people, they do that in the school. This is not just adults. They are covering themselves. You think you are sending your kids to school, but they are behind the scene. They're smoking weed. You know I'm going to preach. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And he has anointed me to proclaim liberty for the captives. It's like covering yourself with fig leaves. You'll be amazed. Some of you will say, Pastor, I thank God I don't smoke weeds. I don't fool with dope. But some of you are covering yourself with food. Somebody needs to preach this gospel. You will be surprised how many Christians are covering themselves shopping. The reason why you're always in the mall. Hey, don't turn me off. You shop, 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 and you ain't got no money. What do you do? Oh, glory. I done preached myself happy already. None of those things will cover you and me. But notice the grace of God. Notice the covering of the Lord. God showed up. God shed blood. Am I still in the book? And God covered them with the skin of the animal. Ladies and gentlemen, our children need divine covering. You and me need divine covering. On your job, you need divine covering. Your family needs divine covering. When you get on the road, you think you enjoy driving, you better listen to this preacher. You need God to cover you. You may be a good driver, but how you know the person on the other lane or coming across the street? It takes God. Oh, glory. That same God who covered Adam's shame, that same God is your God. He will cover you and he will cover your children. Say amen to that. I say God is able to cover you. Shout amen. Somebody say, I sing because I'm happy. Glory be to God. Sometimes I sing because I'm free. You know why? Because I know him, I know him. His eyes is on the sparrow. That's right, Pastor. He watches over me. He watches over you. He watches over this whole church. I never will forget. I came in 1995. The first thing I did, I went to the city hall, city of Pineville, introduced myself to the mayor. And he's looking at me and said, okay, you're welcome to our city. I said, no. I said, because I'm here, your city is saved. Amen. He looked at me and said, what? Say that again. There is something about the covering of the Lord. That's why you can sing, because you know in your knowing God watches over you. One songwriter put it this way. He said, I trust in God. Whatever may be. He said, my heavenly Father watches over me. Why do you think I talk the way I talk? Where does the boldness come from? Is the covering of the Lord. That's what we need for our children today. All minds clear? Let me share a few more examples for you. In the book of Exodus, when you get a chance, read the book of Exodus chapter 12. You know what you're going to find out? King Pharaoh refused to let God's people go. God has performed so many miracles to get his attention, and yet he was stubborn. He said, these are my slaves. I'm going to keep them. They will serve me for the rest of their life. God said, okay, I'm through with this. That's a whole sermon. When God gets through with you. God decided to kill every firstborn of Honorable Pharaoh. Am I still in the book? Then God said to the Israelites, he said, folks, I'm going to pass by the land tonight. I'm going to send me an angel of death. I will kill every firstborn. For you guys to be covered, oh, glory. You need the blood. Somebody shout the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. The blood over your life. The blood over your children. The blood over your family. The blood over your job. Somebody shout the blood. He told them, put the blood on your doorpost. And then he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Ladies and gentlemen, did you see how God covered them? There's a lot of weeping and wailing that night. But for the children of God, they were covered. Are you listening to me? I wish I have time. I can share with you all day, examples after examples. Sometime when you get a chance, read the book of Exodus chapter 21. God was instructing Moses how to construct the tabernacle. And he told him how one layers of skins, animal skins, as a covering of the holy place. Are you listening to me? So that place is protected. That place is sanctified. The people of Israel, they were traveling. You think it's hot right now? It was very hot back then. And God covered them. Oh, glory be to God. God covered them. A cloud. A pillar of cloud. By day, there was no air condition. It was the covering of the Lord. At night time, he covered them. Pillar of fire. You know what I'm trying to tell you? God will cover you. Even the tabernacle, there's something the Bible will call glory cloud. He covered the whole tabernacle. You know, like the White House, some of you have been to D.C. with me. We went to the White House, you know. The White House, there's a no-fly zone on top of that house. It is covered. If they see you up there, they'll knock you out. Oh, glory. You can tell I enjoy what I do. God gives me revelation of his word to make it simple that every man, every woman, every boy or girl can see. My message to you and I is that we need divine covering. My message to you and I is that our children need divine covering. When you read the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, verse 14, God told the high priest to sprinkle the blood over the mercy seat. He covered that mercy seat with the blood. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Why I say we need God's covering? Because our shame needs to be covered. Are you listening to me? Our protection depends on the covering of the Lord. When you see the youth, thank them for their boldness to approach the pastor and say, we want you to do this for us. Amen. Ain't no shame in my game. That's why I take you behind the scene so that you see a day in the life of Joshua Dara. People see the glory, but they don't know the story. We need divine covering. We need God to cover our children. Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. He offered his life as a covering. His blood is a cover for you and me. Amen, somebody. So we're going to pray. I'm going to ask all those young people to come I had to impose on them. Youth leaders, bring them here. Let them stand. I don't even mind if they come on the stage with me. And we're going to pray. Now, let me tell you how we're going to pray. Notice I said we're going to pray. So that means I need your spirit and I need your mouth. So I will tell you what to pray about. I will remind you what that says the Lord. But don't let the devil keep your mouth closed. Amen. Hallelujah. Children, you all look good. Amen. Hallelujah. In fact, I'm going to, where's my deaconess? Praise the Lord. Put them on the stage. I want the whole world to see them. Don't be afraid. Just take your time. Y'all come up here. Amen. All those folks, then you can see which one of them is not praying for you. We're going to expose all the witches and wizards in this house. Because I told them, hallelujah, give them a hand. Amen. To God be the glory. More people are coming. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for all these children. How about you? Are you happy for them? We present them before the Lord in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Amen. We pray for divine covering over every one of them. As they go to school, may the Lord go with you. May the Lord lead you and guide you. May the Lord bless the work of your hands. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Let me tell you, church, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verse 14, the Bible said, Jonathan, you all know Jonathan, the son of King David. He is the heir to the throne. Mama, he came to David, took off his garment, gave it to David. Took off his belt, gave it to David. Took off his robe, gave it to David. Took off his girdle, gave it to David. You know what I'm talking about? God will send destiny helpers to your children. Open your mouth, shout amen to that. As you go to school, God will send help. Help from your teachers. Help from your staff. Help from God. Help from people all over the land. May God send help. The Bible says, God is our refuge. Psalms 46, verse 1. God is our strength. Guess what else about God? Spread your hands towards them. God is a very present help. Even when they're in trouble, God will help them. I pray God will send destiny helpers to every one of your children. Wherever they need help, God will help them. Wherever they need blessing, God will send somebody to bless them. If you believe that, shout amen. Amen. Let me tell you this. You see, they're going to school so they can learn, you know. They're not just going there to play. Am I right about it? You see, the earth is like a market. Everybody, there are four kinds of people that go to market. Where I come from, you know. There are people who people go there to buy things. It's like going to the mall, you know. There are some people who go there to sell things. We're fixing to pray for these children. But there are some people who are just window shoppers. There are some people, they're just passing by. They ain't got no business in the mall. I want you to pray for the children now, that as they go to school, they will not just be window shoppers. In this life, that they, God will raise up giants among these children. The Bible says you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth your fruit in your season. Whatever you do this year, you shall prosper. Pray for them. Say, Lord, I thank you for the children. Lord, I bless these children. I pray that they will be success stories. I pray that they will be winners and not losers. I pray for their protection. I pray for their safety. Nothing missing. Nothing broken this year. In the name of Jesus Christ. Many of you mothers who are here, raise your hand if you're a mother. All right, praise God. Moms are in the house. You see, to birth these children, many of you go through labor. Am I right about it? I want to pray for you concerning your children. I pray that your labor will not be in vain over them. In the name of Jesus, all the morning sickness, all that sacrifice on the day of their graduation, nobody will have to represent you in the name of Jesus. God will preserve your life. God will give you good health. Nobody will have to stand in for you. Pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for long life. Of what good if they accomplish things and you're not there? Of what good if they become giants in the land but you're gone? I pray that God will heal your body. Whatever is missing, I pray God will make it right. I pray that God will supply all your needs. It's not cheap to go to school. It used to, but not anymore. Stretch your hands towards them and say, we bless you in the name of Jesus. Say like you mean it, say, we bless you in the name of Jesus. Nothing missing, nothing broken in your life, in your career, in your future, in the name of Jesus. See, I'm out of time. Let's pray one more thing. See, I'm just leading you. Because this is how prayer works. Those of you who are prayer leaders, this is the way I want you to be leading your prayer meetings. The best prayer you can pray is what's in the Word of God. Are you listening to me? We're not interested in your opinion. Just tell us what the Word and command us to pray. That's all I'm doing. I'm leading prayer, having a prayer meeting. When you get a chance, read the book of Judges. The story was told about Samson. God himself prophesied. Mama, God told those parents, you will conceive and give birth to a child. And that child, no razor on his head. Because he shall be a Nazarene. Are you listening to me? Then God told the parents, your children will save his people. Help me, Jesus. The Bible said, the arrows in the head of mighty man, they will confront your enemies. Oh, glory, oh, glory, oh, glory. They are for greatness. But you know, while something was growing and doing mighty things, here come Delilah. Are you listening to me? We're going to pray that God will not send wrong people. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Wrong association. I was talking with one woman of God this weekend. She said, "Pastor, pray for me. Some woman had mixed with my son and caused him to move in with her." There are Delilahs in this life. I told that woman of God, I said, "I got your back. I know what I'm telling you are no fairy tales. Your children can have the best of intention, and the enemy will come in and send somebody. You raise them right. You raise them in the church. They don't smoke weeds. They don't curse. They don't fast. You send them to school to be trained, to be educated. But some joker." So pray right now. "Lord, I pray for my children. These are all our children. I pray for divine protection. No bad association. No bad friends. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. You will win and not fail. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. The glory of God is upon you. All is well. All is well. In the name of Jesus." Somebody shout amen. Come on, shout amen. Give God your loudest amen. It is so. In Jesus' name. Will you please give them a hand? Just thank God for them. We are so proud of you. We love you. I'm excited. This is going to be a great year. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family. What we give. My heart on the Lord, the glory is yours, yeah. Now forever.
because. Come on, just lift your hands, everybody. If you know you need a touch from the Lord. And while you're doing that, open up your mouth and begin to bless his name. The one who can touch you, the one who can speak, and all things will be well with you. We worship you, God. We lift our voices in this atmosphere, God. Yeah, we say, there is only one name. There is only one name with power to save. Yeah, yeah. So there is only one name.
One name.
Yeah, yeah.
There is only one name.
Power to
save.
Power to save.
Power to save.
Yeah. We say, our God is champion. He reigns forever. Don't you reign forever. Y'all help me say, say,
our God
is champion.